Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. You probably already know it. Wisconsin is parched. In fact, we've had so little rain lately, we're now in something called a flash drought. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what that means.
Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate. Lower soil moisture from extreme evaporation rates has countered the recent rains received. Moderate drought conditions have increased in just 1 week by 46%, putting us at 78% statewide. Meanwhile, severe drought has now struck the lower Wisconsin River Valley and Douglas County. However, we are expecting much-needed rain ahead this weekend, with a half an inch in southern Wisconsin and nearly 3 inches into central Wisconsin and the Northwoods. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Well, the heat combined with exhaust from vehicles are making ozone levels dangerous everywhere in Wisconsin. The American Lung Association's Will Barnett says that's something to think about in weather like this.
This is increasingly common, and it really speaks to the need to control all sources of harmful pollution. And as the transportation sector is the leading source of harmful pollution, we really need to be focused on getting to zero emission technologies as widely and quickly as possible.
Wisconsin's Code Orange ozone advisory expires late tomorrow night. Wisconsin's rainy day cash reserves are getting bigger, but the experts say there's room for improvement. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state has $1.8 billion stashed away, generating about $7 million a month. That's a lot better than a decade ago, but still below the national average. The Fiscal Bureau is proposing a couple of options. One would be to transfer $525 million to the fund to bring Wisconsin even with other states. The other would be to transfer $1.3 billion. That would aim to make Wisconsin's rainy day fund recession-proof. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Well, the rainy day fund is on the agenda for the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, which plans to finish its work on the two-year state budget and send it to the full legislature tonight. Republicans on Joint Finance say they plan to pass a $3.5 billion income tax package that would drop Wisconsin from 4 tax brackets to 3 and drop the top rate by more than 1 percentage point. They want the budget passed before the 4th of July, but Governor Evers says he'll veto the entire bill, with the $32 million in planned cuts to the University of Wisconsin system aimed at diversity, equity, and inclusion offices. 188 people working in DEI would lose their jobs. Should be easier now to borrow money for affordable housing in Wisconsin. Governor Evers signed 5 bills today. Most of them create new loan programs or modify existing ones to stabilize community and strengthen the economy. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. It's 5:03.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. 2 people are facing dozens of charges after authorities said nearly 200 goats were found dead at a farm in southwestern Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office said that Kyle and Stephanie Linsicum starved the herd and that there had been no flowing water for weeks. Sheriff Reg Gill told WKOW-TV that he brought a veterinarian to the scene to find out what had happened. According to court documents, the couple kept money from selling some of the goats, which they didn't have the authority to do. A total amount was about $37,000. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows that most of western Wisconsin is in drought, with the lower Wisconsin River Valley in severe drought. The entire state considered abnormally dry, according to the USDA. Also, wildfire danger remains high in northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin, and the entire state is under an air quality advisory due to unhealthy levels of ozone. And today is the start of Country Fest in Kidat. Organizers are expecting a record crowd of 100,000 people this year to see headliners including John Party, Dan and Shay, and the Zach Brown Band. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks' Chris Middleton headed to free agency. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Chris Middleton has been with the Bucks for 10 years, 31 years old, and his agents decided not to accept his player option worth $40 million. NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN.
Middleton and his agents were talking with the Bucks, a player that's certainly going to command a lot of attention in the free agent market, but don't rule out the possibility that he comes back to the Bucks on a new deal, but that'll be a negotiation in July.
The NBA is allowing negotiations for players to begin at 5 o'clock next week, Friday, June 30th. Free agency officially begins on July 6th. The NBA draft is tonight, coverage on ABC beginning at 7 o'clock. Milwaukee has the last pick in the second round, 58th overall. Deals going on throughout the NBA, a 3-way trade between the Wizards, the Grizzlies, and the Celtics will send Marcus Smart to Memphis and center Kristaps Porzingis to Boston. The Lakers making moves today to move up up in the draft after trading picks with the Pacers. NFL Hall of Famer Deion Sanders headed for surgery this Friday to remove a blood clot. The 55-year-old head coach of Colorado football has had problems with circulation in the past, including the loss of toes on his left foot. Baseball, the Brewers are traveling today to Cleveland, where they open up a weekend series against the Guardians tomorrow night. The Reds now with a 1.5-game lead over Milwaukee and the NL Central. Cincinnati with that 11-game winning streak. They host the Braves this weekend. The Brewers with a 5-1 loss to the Diamondbacks. Craig Counsell says he needs more production from the batters in the 5th, 6th, and 7th spot.
Look, there is guys in the middle of the order that we're going to need offense from. There's no question about it. And we'll get offense from them. We just got to keep the practice and the routine and the work. Keep it going and believe they're going to come out of it. They've established themselves as good hitters. They're going through stretches right now that they don't like, and it's tough on them. And they know they, as run producers and that play most days, that it's on them a little bit.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour Thursday. That means it's Friday Eve, and Dom and I are both in the Walk Studios, WAUK 540 AM, the Beast of the East, and then the little FM that could, the Shaw 101 FM. If I was here in Waukesha, I'd never turn it off 101, because why would you need to?
You don't need to.
Certainly not between 4 and 6 p.m. But for those of you that are just joining us, just hopping in the car after work, yesterday a caller talked about the probability of the death of those caught in the submersible going to the Titanic. And that news has basically been confirmed now.
Yeah.
The submersible apparently imploded. And at that sort of depth and under that sort of pressure, I would think that is effectively an instantaneous death.
I would concur.
A quick, I can't say it was painless, but whatever pain it was, it was contracted, so, I mean, there's no way for the human body. They will not recover bodies, would be my guess. You know, sardine can squish.
I mean, that kind of pressure.
Enormous pressure.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And you and I, being the macabre SOBs we are.
Come on.
During the commercial break, we're asking ourselves, because, you know, no one wants to hear this news, but.
But
everybody's talking about it.
And
if you're talking about it at the water cooler, we probably shouldn't be talking about it at the dinner table, but you can talk about it with the Devil's Advocates. So, Dom, I got to ask you, is this the worst possible way you could die? Like, a mile under sea? You paid for this experience. It's like that, you know, the Alanis Morissette song, isn't it ironic? You know, waited his whole life for that flight. As a plane crashed down, isn't that nice? Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic?
Some billionaire and his kid? Prominent business people. And I mean, it's tragic, certainly to those families.
Well, I mean, yes, it's tragic, no doubt. And as we discussed yesterday, you know, those folks who would go and try to save them, I mean, it puts everybody's life in danger. If you're a rescue recovery, I mean, you know, that's your job. Obviously, you're volunteering for that. You want to do that. But these actions put other people's lives at risk as well.
Well, you can either turn the station, but you would never want to do that, or you can play along. 844-967-2789. Is this the worst possible way to die? Dom?
No. Not even close.
I know what my worst possible way to die would be. And I would rather die in a submarine. I would rather drown than what I perceive to be the worst possible way to die.
There's a couple, perhaps. I don't know. I guess the one that comes to mind immediately.
Yes.
Know, burning to get to death.
That would be very painful.
Immolation, right.
Yes.
That would seem to be very painful.
It certainly, in your case, would not be self-immolation, because I know you love you. You would never do that to
you. No, I would never do that to me.
If someone ever told me you killed yourself, I would say,
nope.
Never happened. That never happened.
See, if that ever happens, Creed, you go looking for the killers, man.
I will. As soon as we find Epstein's.
I mean, come on. I would never do that. Today's the first day of Summerfest, man. I mean, this is, and yesterday was the first day of summer. I mean, no way. There's too much to live for. But yes, tragic, certainly. Of their own making, perhaps. You know, I heard a little bit in the way in today, and my understanding that this particular vessel was made of, like, you know, carbon fiber, and different from some of the other vessels that people normally use to go down there, you know, welded steel and so forth. So that's kind of a thing. And anytime you go to the limit, there's these dangers, right? There is this danger. But then you have to temper that with the reality, of course, loss of human life, certainly tragic. I mean, that would terrible. I don't care if you're a balloon accident, if you're out on a boat. I mean, you know, people die of things all the time. This one caught a lot of headlines. And I immediately contrasted it with, you know, these migrant boats in Europe where people are
drowning.
Mass drowning, 70, 80. I mean, you know, these boats are filled with hundreds.
Freedom.
Right.
Or escaping persecution or whatever the case may be. But
right.
Certainly desperate souls looking for something better.
And I heard the professionals that were on, I believe it was MSNBC. You know, this guy was this is what he does. And talking about, you know, how brave they were. And certainly that is, you know, that is. It takes a lot of moxie, let alone the checkbook, to go do something like that. But to get your...
Are we talking about the submersible or the immigrants?
The submersible. Right. That's exactly my point. And brought that up as this speaker did on MSNBC. And yeah, I get that. But what about all these other people in this world every day trying to get away from, you know, persecution and trying to just, you know, live a life? That happens every day. People are taking those risks. That's bravery. That's real bravery. This certainly brave to a degree, but it also wasn't even, to my understanding, in the guise of research. It seemed like kind of a tour. You know what I mean? So when you compare and contrast it to the true bravery and tragedy that happens and occurs in this world every single day, you know, if there were billionaires drowning coming up from to Europe, I think it'd be getting a little more headline than perhaps it's been getting. And that's just the reality of it, man. You know, rich people draw the headlines.
Their lives are somehow more important.
Well, people,
because they can afford the freight to go to the bottom of the ocean and view the Titanic. That makes this, I mean, of course, you do what you can. But, I mean, this was an all hands on deck for, what, five people that I'm sure signed some liability waivers.
Yeah, I wonder what those waivers look like.
Yeah. And I wonder what the lawsuits will look like.
Well, and it's in a similar sense, the going to space thing, right? You know, the
space tourism? Right. Not this cat.
I mean, but
I
also,
still remember, what was it, the Challenger, 1984. I was
high school when that happened. Yeah.
Man, I was freshman.
Yeah.
I was at the library. Stealing the sports page out of the probably the Journal Sentinel, you know, Brewers box score, something like that. And that news came over the loudspeakers, maybe mid-morning, late morning. You know, memories fade after however many years. Macabre topic. Worst way to die?
What about you, man?
Oh, I have one absolutely worst way to die. This is my nightmare way to die. I'm like out driving in the car, and you know I'm afraid of heights, right? Like I'm not really good with the heights, and tornado comes, and I either get out of the car, you know, because they tell you, get out of the car, get in the ditch, and I'm thinking, why would I pass? That thing's big at least, right? I have the false sense of security because I'm strapped.
You ever see those things that bounced around? Oh, get out of the car, but man.
Seeing as I have a rag top, I would certainly get out. But then I'm like in a ditch, just hoping I'm not heavy enough to get sucked
just
up.
Just stay down, man. Stay down. Get low.
Grabbing
hang on to the earth. Yes.
Oh, please. The worst possible death, as I would see it, would be sucked up into the funnel, thrown out the top. And you got that moment, you're just looking at heaven and the world from above the clouds.
If you're conscious.
Well, if you haven't died because your heart shut down from the adrenaline overload.
Or all the things swooping around.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
I'm in my worst case scenario, I'm still strapped in the car, right?
No.
I've been tornadoed up and
you're already dead by like a fence post and some barbed wire.
Maybe. I hope. At that point, you're hoping. Because the worst part would be the coming back down. Because the whole way down, you'd be effectively free falling, and you'd know it's going to be a hard landing. And that...
You would bounce.
...is the worst possible way to die.
844-967-2789. What is the worst? And what is the draw to this story? I mean, that's my question. I mean,
For this topic, I'm sure the audience is saying very little.
It's all over, man. You can't go to any of the news sites. You can't flip on your local television, your cable. Everybody's talking about it.
Sign up for this risk.
Sure.
This was a risk of their own volition.
Isn't all of it, though? I mean, yeah, and?
Driving home tonight for you and I will be a risk of their own volition.
Everything's a risk.
I would rather be at the wheel. I'd rather die behind the wheel of my own, either bad driving or at least feel like if I'd only steered left, whatever, then be like in a jet plane when the pilot, has a heart attack or, the drugs kick in.
A plane crash or getting sucked out.
But I'm so afraid of heights. I'm so chicken, of heights. Falling off the Grand Canyon, something like that.
I mean, again, these things happen a lot.
Happened the other day.
Really?
You wonder if he threw himself off, but fell off the observation, whatever. I was at the Grand Canyon. I didn't get 15 feet from that end. You couldn't have dragged my ass to that end. If you ever hear Crudy fell in a canyon, you go find my killers.
It's not true. You never get that close to the canyon.
No.
What about like the palms in Vegas? You go up to the top floor of the dance floor, the outside, and you look, and they have a hole, and you can look down in the floor all the way down. But you're on the floor, though. You're not.
Ooh, that'd be tough.
Yeah.
Last time I was in Vegas, man, we were up on the, our hotel room was like on the 34th floor, and we had a balcony.
No,
I'm like, I would sit out there, but only with like myself pressed and like 10 minutes, and then the anxiety would be
and a bed sheet tied around your waist, to the desk inside.
I'm not a courageous man. I do wonder why. I know we're on a terribly off topic, but immigrants, the actual courage that it takes to walk across Central America and get here, and the fact that so readily discounted, they're illegal. They should have gotten in line like my grandpappy did, when there were no limitations to the number of immigrants in this country.
Right.
So anyways, worst way to die, if you care, call us. 844-967-2789. Worst way to die, bad radio.
Be safe around.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson and Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-60s tonight. And a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, pop-up storm in the afternoon, more humid with a high again in the low 90s. Increasing clouds Saturday with showers and thunderstorms around and a high near 85, and areas of rain and storm Sunday, cooler high in the low 70s and breezy. Currently 89 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Let's get to them. Well, you already gave the number, so I guess I won't be repetitive in this case. Lily from Madison, please give us structure and reason to go on.
Why are we here, Lily?
Yeah, it's Levy. Not that that like ultimately matters. It's just a vowel. But I just called in to share about, you know, the anniversary of the Dobbs decision is this weekend. And here in Madison, we have the March for Lifers coming to town to celebrate our loss of reproductive rights, which is just, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of, you know, unnerving things about that. But yeah, I just wanted to get the information out that that was happening.
Can you give people sort of times and places?
Absolutely.
Please?
Yep. So it's going to be, their rally is at the Capitol from 1:30 to 3:30. You know, I've been doing a daily protest at Forward for almost a year now. So I plan to be at Forward from 1 to 4, just to sort of be there. I'm hoping people will want to counter protest or, you know, even just take up space downtown. I know there's a lot of protest fatigue, et cetera, but I really feel that Madison as a community does not want these people to feel welcome. And so if we could show up and take up space and, you know, counter their message and honestly their hatred, that would be great.
Appreciate your contribution. Say your name one more time for us so we can get it right next time.
Sure. It's Lily. I'm kind of sort of affectionately known as the topless evangelist because I spend pretty much every day walking around the city protesting topless. So that's just sort of my way of carrying a sign without actually having to carry a sign. Makes people think about why bodies are treated differently and how the female form, you know, is subjected to rules that, you know, one body is treated differently than the other. So I've heard some chats that you guys have had about me, and I was like, I need to get the word out. I should hit up them. I haven't actually been able to call in before.
That might have been another radio product, but I don't know that we were aware of your existence up until now. We appreciate you listening and sharing. Oh, it was Saturday,
I think,
right?
It might have been Civic Media. Yeah.
We're a big organization. But please say it again. When's the event? When's the march?
The march is this Saturday, June 24th. It's the 1 year anniversary of the Dobbs decision, and we hopefully will be able to counter protest the March for Lifers, who are busing people in from all over the state to again celebrate our loss of rights, which is just disappointing.
Lily, thank you for calling. Let me ask you, because I've had this conversation for a long time, you know, the whole topless thing, you know, women can't go topless, but men can, you know. Have in your protest and your during your topless protest, have you been approached by you know, officers or other people complaining? What's the reception been like?
Sure. So in Madison, just to like give you like back up a little on the history of it, in the 90s, there were some protests and some people were ticketed and they actually sued the city. And so it's been Madison, Wisconsin has been a topless free city. It was ruled discriminatory. And so that has happened. And then obviously, you know, we have the World Naked Bike Ride. And I mean, I have in articles that have been written about the protests, the Madison police have gone on record and saying it's unequivocally allowed. When I first started protesting at the Capitol, I did get some pushback from the Capitol police, but I've been doing this work in Madison for over a decade and I've never had any issues with the Madison police harassing me or taking issue with anything.
Be careful of the Capitol police. We've had issue with them. Lily, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. 844-967-2789. And just for the record, we are pro-nudity. We were just unaware of her particular form of protest.
Yes.
Specifically.
Absolutely, man. Come on, nudity?
Nudity is next to godliness?
It's just, people are just so uptight about it. And why? Lily, for the love of all that is righteous, why do I have to look at men's breasts, but it's illegal for women? I mean, that
eyes
is...
Eyes up here.
And the fact that's still even a thing. It's still a thing. And literally, they still have, you know, some legislatures like can't show your shoulders or your arms in assembly or those kinds of things. You know what I mean? It is like, really? Really? How puritanical do we really have to be? I mean... People, get over it. I mean,
I did go to
South Beach. It's the human body, man.
I'm over it.
Everyone's got everything. So just get over it.
I prefer when others display the nudity, but that's mostly because I've let myself go.
Come on, man. I get that, and that's one of the beauties. There's one of the beauties of the lifestyle, of the attitude. So what, man? I could lose a couple of pounds myself, but being naked, being free, I mean, just make sure you bring a towel or something to sit on the benches because no one wants to do that.
Ken Bob from Dailyville, are you naked right now, sir?
Hey, Ken Bob.
Under my clothes, yeah, I have under my clothes, totally.
What's up, Ken Bob? Our favorite Ken Bob from Dailyville.
Yep. So the worst way to die, I have a quick one. The worst way to die would be to spend 5 days in a metal tank. Slowly running out of air and knowing I was due. So I would be much happier to be instantly crushed. This is getting me.
Ken Bob, I mean, my impression is that they didn't slowly run out of air. I think when they lost contact, is when it crushed in on them and they had the implosion. So I don't know that that was actually the case, and we'll find out more details. But yeah, if that were to be the way to... come on, man. Especially knowing that we decided to do this on our own. I made this decision to be here.
I'd like to revise my answer. The worst possible way. Trapped in a room with CJ. For any period of time. Even if it was instantaneous, that would still feel like a life.
How was CJ and Leroy Butler?
He might buffer it a little.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two people are facing dozens of charges after authorities said nearly 200 goats were found dead at a farm in southwestern Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office said that Kyle and Stephanie Linsicum starved the herd and that there had been no flowing water for weeks.
This was brought on just by lack of taking care of them. I mean, obviously very devastating to see that many animals just left to die.
That's Sheriff Reg Gill, who told WKOW-TV that he brought a veterinarian to the scene to find out what had happened. According to court documents, the couple kept money from selling some of the goats, which they didn't have the authority to do. That total amount was $37,000. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, most of Wisconsin is in drought, 78% in fact, with the entire state abnormally dry. Severe drought now is in the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The entire state is also under an air quality advisory through tomorrow night for unhealthy levels of ozone. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoon.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And
welcome
she's
back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. That puts a smile on Dom's face.
Oh, man. Opening day of Summerfest. Going to head down to the grounds here in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin, along the shores of Lake Michigan, and check out the Whalers at 10 p.m.
You've already checked out, haven't you? Your heart is on the lake.
I try to live every day exactly how I want it to be, man, and it's been good lately.
Buddy, you live the life of Riley. I've never met a man with a more charmed life than you.
Oh, thanks, Crudy. I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, my friendship alone makes you a charmed man. Yeah. 844-967.
I love your sense of humor, man.
89. Our audience fulfill us.
Yes, they certainly do.
With their calls and thoughts and such. Dick, out in the garage, probably roasting his... You roasted your Menards off?
Hey, what's going on, Dick? You got air conditioner out there, man?
No, I'm out in the backyard underneath the shade tree. Real quick question. Are you guys going to do any remotes this year? People are asking about you.
Like bar parties.
Right.
It should be the Summer of Love 3.0.
We've discussed it. We've bantered. You know, I know. We want to. We just need to nail down our calendar, which has been somewhat difficult here lately. But I would say yes. Yes. Yes, we will. Do at least a couple.
But, you know,
we'll make
Madison.
Sure the Jade Monkey.
Well, you can't assume that that's the only city that's begging for our company. Yeah. I mean, we got friends in Madison, no doubt, Dick. We started, I was born and raised in the city. But, Dick, we're making friends all across the great state of Wisconsin. We've only got so many hangovers to give this summer, Dick. We might have to share some with some of your neighbors around the state.
Well, I'm all for that. Now that I'm by that, it's apparently Jack Smith has released some more stuff today that looks pretty damning. But I guess you know who's going to respond to it immediately tomorrow or tonight yet. And after that debacle Monday night, I don't know if I told you this or not earlier in the week, and I stand corrected if I did. I think he's two, maybe three at most, interviews away from putting himself in handcuffs and a straitjacket.
We'll continuously invite him on the show. If only it were so easy with Ron Johnson.
I got a friend who thinks he's playing the part of the crazy grandfather in The Sopranos.
There was an old mafia gangster in New York that used to walk around in a robe and like tried to play up, you know, that he was crazy as well. I mean, that is a thing,
right?
I don't think Dick. I mean, he can't help himself being himself, Dick. I think that's the biggest problem. He's never had to deal with any real consequence of his actions. And
when you're a star, they just let you do it.
And now, you know, the road width is getting smaller and smaller, and you're coming up to the end, man. And I think we're seeing that reaction of the reality that, man, there's a lot of heat coming down on him right now, and there's more coming.
Well, he thinks this is just one of those crazy little civil suits over money.
That
he'd just play it out until the other person ran out of money to go after him for whatever he owed them. This is a little bigger than that.
Yeah, this is not a civil case in New York. Well, and that, you know, it's up to his attorneys to edify him on that, Dick. I feel no...
What attorneys?
Well, somebody's got to tell him. Well, he's got them, but, you know, he doesn't listen to them, Dick. So, you know, good luck drawing up a defense when your client goes not on one Fox News interview, but hell, they did a two-parter with Bret Baier, and he basically admits to everything.
Dominic, we've got a texture, and I got to tell you, with this shiny new app, the Civic Media app, you can get it for the googly people. I don't even know. What is that, Android?
Android, no. I'm an Apple guy, man. I know. I like
iOS people.
iOS people. You're the best because you have the blue balloons when you text.
We have the cool. We're the cooler people, I think, the Apple people. But anyways, Cindy from Wausau is the coolest of all because she actually gave her name. And a lot of people, I'm just guessing who they are, just random phone numbers. You were like... It took me 5 minutes to realize you, and I've been calling that number since college. Anyway, Cindy from Wausau, the worst way to die. For me, trapped in a Republican convention.
Come on, man. We went there on purpose. Cleveland was, you know, kind of a funeral.
I mean,
when Donald Trump, you know, accepted the nomination and declared the American dream was dead, you know, and all that.
Buddy, we were the only ones having a good time in that town. But when it was Philly, I mean, I realize Hillary didn't win, but she won. The DNC won the convention war. 844-9. My fear for Milwaukee next year, the DNC will still win the convention war. we'll let you know. I plan on attending both. You know, we already got to start working on our credentials, like, in the next 4 months.
Oh, man, I've already been credentialed. I don't need to do that again. Just tell them Dom's back.
844-967-2789. New friend, Brian from Maguanico. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brian.
I got to say the worst way to die is any way to die before seeing Trump behind bars.
Right. Hang on. There's something to live for.
I'm trying to go every day just so I can see him go.
In my will, I've got a do resuscitate until Trump's behind bars order. Please resuscitate. keep me on life support till he's behind.
Stay awesome, guys.
All right,
yeah, Brian. Thanks for listening.
Well done, sir. I like that.
844-967-2789. Nor'easter Bob, listening in Minneapolis. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
What's happening, Bob?
Hey, gentlemen. So on that sub thing, there's this guy I watch on YouTube. He makes bottom brackets for bikes, and he's constantly railing on bike manufacturers who make carbon bikes that they can't do it right because they get these voids in there where there's no resin. And I'm thinking that if that one guy who is crying bloody murder that you're not testing this thing right, yeah, I wouldn't go down that thing. But I wanted to weigh in on the worst way to die.
And all right.
Brief story behind this. My doggie, who was blind as a bat at the time, got my finger in between his mouth and my sandwich. And I had to recalibrate. When people ask you how bad does this hurt, I'm thinking that's got to be an 8. I've had what I thought were 8 pains before, but that's an 8. So my worst way to die is to get carved up by a grizzly bear or something.
Oh, eaten alive!
What sort of dog do you have?
He was a husky. He's no longer with us. Poor guy.
What if it was a pack? Yeah. A pack of huskies.
Like a pack of wolves.
Yeah, I've heard, I don't know if they're urban legends, but these Mexican cartels, they'll train dogs to chew your junk off if you cross them and stuff. And I'm thinking that would not be good.
That was Stand By Me, wasn't it? Sick Balls?
You are correct.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, getting to eaten alive by a bear. Any of those wild animals that eat you alive, right? I mean, at least some, like, lions, like, some of those things will choke you out first, you know? They'll wait till you stop moving, then they'll eat you. But, like, bears and dogs and wolves, I mean, they'll just start taking chomps out. Doesn't matter if you're alive or not.
Piranhas?
The movie?
Piranhas would be bad.
Birds?
Sharknado?
Sharks? Yeah, scary stuff.
What? Do you remember when you were a kid? Were you most afraid of? Oh, wait. Also, flip side.
Yeah.
Best way to die.
Best way to die.
If you could pick your own exit in this world, what's the best way to go out?
844-967-2789. In bed, man, of course.
I hope Mrs. Crudy is listening and not plotting. You know, Civic Media has reach all around the state. She's not even at home right now, but you're always within a Civic Media radio pattern somewhere. And if you get the shiny new Civic Media app, you can text us in real time on the show. Lots of people are doing that. People
that's pretty cool. We appreciate that.
People must be, but early innovators, because by the end, there will be millions of you out there. The Devil Radio / WAUK 540 AM / Civic Media community. Dom and I are in the... We're in the Shaw, Don.
Oh, and we do appreciate the text. Here's one from Angie from Monroe. Worst way to die, being forced to have a baby that's not going to live anyway. And that's reality.
That's pretty poignant.
Yeah. Hence the protests this weekend in Madison. Thank you, Lily.
We've had a few more. Just so we're clear, I'm glad you've all got the app. And we really appreciate the text. But what, you guys can't call? You don't call anymore?
You don't call.
844. I'm going to give you the phone number. I know you can, if you know how to text through this device.
You can hit the little phone button. It'll automatically call.
It calls us. You don't even have to dial. But for the rest of you that haven't gotten the super cool Civic Media app, and the upgrade is worth the upgrade. It's worth.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Update. So anyways, 844-967 2789. There are some texts coming in, Dom, but they're coming in so rapid fire that
can't get to them all. To our caller, the carbon fiber comment talking about motorcycle.
Here's one.
Oh, God.
Teresa from Lodi. Worst way to go with Glenn Grossman in Mama's Basement.
Ah, the meatloaf. We want it now. What are you doing up there?
Put the lotion in the basket?
Or else it gets the hose again?
Make your own joke here.
967-2789. Be patient. We will screen the calls. We will get to you. Of course, you can always text with the new app. But the carbon fiber thing, right? So this is going back to the sub, back to last call.
Yeah.
Being critical of some of these, the carbon fiber. I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, like a bicycle or, you know, something like along those lines. But talk about, I mean, the kind of pressures that have to be just, you know, absorbed and dealt with.
I'm gonna pressure you if you keep tapping that microphone.
Is the science there, man? You know, to jump into something. This thing was like a minivan inside.
I wouldn't be the guy taking it.
I mean, but are you going
to... There weren't even seats, dude. You had to, like, crisscross applesauce.
You know.
I'm not going to the bottom of the ocean of my own volition, crisscross applesauce. If you're getting me going crisscross, I'm wearing some cement galoshes. I'm sleeping with the fishes, if you know what I mean.
You gotta wonder about the technology, and of course that's the thing now. So we'll have to evaluate that. Other people smarter than me will evaluate and try to determine what happened. But wow, tragic, certainly. 844-967-2789.
A texter said the worst way to die. I assume it's the worst way. Bees.
Oh,
yeah. Did you ever see the movie Killer Bees?
Oh, like there was an ant movie, there was a tarantula movie,
but
in the 70s, all these horrible movies that were out.
The killer bees apparently came up through Mexico. They were in Texas, Houston specifically. Know how I know it was Houston?
Murder hornets?
Know how they got rid of the bees?
How?
They drove the car, and the hive was like on the car. They drove the car into the Astrodome, and they were apparently able to turn the air conditioner up enough that the bees, like, fell asleep or fell dormant or whatever bees do when you crank up the AC.
The Astrodome.
I think that's how they survived the bees. So, if you have that tremendous fear of bees, get yourself like a Supermax AC unit. Preferably in an Astrodome size. Keep it close to home.
Bees.
That would be a terrible way to go. Best way to go. One of the texters said best way to go. Simply just not wake up the next day.
That's a good way to go.
I prefer the aforementioned non-pornographic.
But don't you want the ability to say goodbye if you know you're going to go, though? Or should you just live every life, every day like it's your last?
I don't know, man. Splat? Probably. I went out to my car.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the mid-60s tonight. And a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, pop-up storm in the afternoon, more humid with a high again in the low 90s. Increasing clouds Saturday with showers and thunderstorms around and a high near 85, and areas of rain and storm Sunday, cooler high in the low 70s and breezy. Currently 89 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates. When you wake up in the
morning and the light is and welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. But make sure you stick around. Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show, she comes up at 6 o'clock. But we'll get your calls right now.
We got a texter from Appleton. The American dream is dead. I think we heard Trump say that at his inauguration.
Literally, that's what he said, yes.
Literally how he warmed up the crowd. Right. Biggest crowd ever in his assessment.
Oh, it was just billions and billions.
Appleton texts us. Again, the shiny new Civic Media app. Lots of you innovating now. I prefer phone calls, but, you know, we'll take them either way. 844-967-2789. The American dream is dead. Worst way to die is to run into a burning building to save someone. And failing.
Ugh. But at least there's a sense of effort, you know, a cause greater than yourself.
That very same texter says, you're being funny, and I was serious.
It's pretty depressing.
We've got another texter, I think, that speaks to this topic, coming from Boise, Idaho. Shout out, Boise. The difference between courage and utter stupidity is the outcome.
Ugh. That's all in the reading, man. It's all in the reading.
Worst way to die, stuck in the elevator in Trump Tower with Trump. MTG Lauren Boebert and I'm not sure who. Oh, Sun Jr. And then, of course, the only logical reaction. Suicide, according to the texter. No, that's not to be encouraged.
No, not at all.
But I could see the overwhelming stress that would cause one. You can text us out. You can also call us. Just push that little button on the shiny new app, and it dials through to 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones, CJ from Beaver Dam. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, fellas. How are you doing?
Good, man.
1997, probably about July time frame, I was down attached to the CID, and we had a case where a gentleman had his mom and dad and fiance watching him do a jump out of the civilian aircraft that he had rented. They were using military chutes that they had gotten from when we did the invaded the Panama Canal. And for some reason, whatever, worst way to die, he screamed all the way down from the plane. And the crazy thing, after he put a 6-inch indention into the ground and flipped over on his back, we got the chute into the office, put it on the pool table, and pulled the main cord, and the chute opened. He panicked. He couldn't find the cord to pull the chute open. Worst way to die. Right in front of your family.
Oh, can't man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, so, now you bummed us out. Well, have a good day. We just thought we're going to lighten it up with this worst way to die topic, CJ.
Oh, hey, CJ, that's terrible, man.
I don't like heights either. That's why I stay on the ground.
And keep your head, man. Keep your head.
I appreciate your call, CJ.
Yeah, man, the mental thing, you know, that I mean, truly, that's what all the training's about, man. You know, you keep your head and stay frosty.
And never jump out of an airplane.
I mean,
if it's not going down already, I'm not getting out of it. 844. I even stay seated while they're at the gate. 844-967-2789. Brian from Madison. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us? Hey, Brian, hurry up.
Hey, Brian.
What do you got for us?
Sorry, I would say that the worst way to go
would be to be stuck in an elevator with CJ and Kyle Rittenhouse and have to listen to CJ explain the merits of the Durham report until I beg Kyle Rittenhouse to shoot me.
Man, that might take the case, Brian.
Oh, I don't know.
Might be the worst.
This
way
may
to
not
die.
Have been a great idea. Hey, Brian.
Best way to die, Brian. I would like to think it would be saving the world from aliens. Best way to die, like. Randy Quaid's character in
Independence Day.
Up your 844-967-2789. Eric checking in from Lodi. Love that town. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hey, Eric.
So I'm wondering, does it have to be the worst way for me to die? Because I'm thinking like Jeff Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Lauren Boebert, and Marjorie Taylor Greene in a cage match to the death.
Do you know Zuckerberg?
I think that would be fun to watch.
Is literally apparently Zuckerberg, you know, rich guy, Mark Zuckerberg.
Facebook, Meta.
Yep.
He's going to cage match, apparently, you know, you got to see if it comes to fruition. I doubt it. With Elon Musk. They're both into jujitsu.
Right?
So Zuckerberg challenged Musk. Musk said, sure. And he responded, where? And he said, the octagon.
Two men enter, one man leave. Man, it's the Thunderdome, Eric.
Just make it a double bill. Throw Marjorie Taylor and Lauren Boebert in there because they don't like each other either. So
that's the reporting. They've been calling each other names on the house floor.
Eric, they've been calling each other little bitch, which is a term of affection I've thrown at many people on the radio.
I mean, affection. I don't know about that. 844-967-2789. We have affection for you, all of our audience. And Catherine from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Hello. Just texted you a picture of one of the protesters there at the Capitol, the hapless protesters. Mm. And I put it on your Civic Media Wisconsin Breaking News site a while ago. And they're wonderful women there, and they are just devoted to voting and getting back to vote as well. I just wanted to put that word in for them.
Awesome, Catherine. We love that. Get out the vote. Anything to get people motivated and aware and actionable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going to mention real briefly, too, my father was arrested in the 30s for not wearing a T-shirt at the beach.
What?
So things have changed a lot.
So it was required for your father to wear a T-shirt at the beach.
Yes,
so men couldn't 30s. Go topless back
he
then?
He had to go before a judge. It was in the 30s in Chicago at North Avenue Beach. He got arrested, and the judge threw it out. But it was a law. You weren't supposed to be. Men had to have a T-shirt on.
I think that's actually good statute.
Especially Crudy should have to wear a T-shirt at all times. Thank you, Catherine. Glad you made it through that criminal activity of your parents, man. I mean, come on, world. Let's get over ourselves.
Best way to go, according to a texter in the 608, hookers and blow.
Oh, gee.
I just repeat what the good people are saying.
Right. We're just reporting what people are saying.
One more. Not listening to the greatest radio show ever would be the worst way to die. According to Tom from West Dallas. Love you back, Tom. Love you all back. Tune in. The Friday edition will air some grievances, but Maggie Dunn is next. She's going to kill it. She's awesome. You'll love her. And then Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish. And then Rick Smith. And then Native Roots Radio. Keep it locked.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday. And I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a single singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes...